You are listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Hey, a little random facts for you today because, you
know. Okay, that's what you do.
The first college football game ever involved a Canadian school. The game was between McGill University from Montreal and Harvard in 1874 and ended in a 0-0 tie. Wow. First ever college football game. The biggest city in Florida, Jacksonville. Population almost twice as big as Miami.
Wow.
I didn't know that, but I don't live in Florida. If I was a resident of Florida, I probably would know that. The ninth biggest export by the United States is human and animal blood.
Yeah, gosh.
It's bigger than soybeans, corn, or gold. Do we export gold? Do we really export gold? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that. And almost all the wasabi we eat in the United States is actually a mixture of horseradish, mustard, starch, and food coloring. Real wasabi is usually too expensive to import.
Oh.
I did not know that, but it makes sense because real feta cheese, also not available in the United States
really?
For very cheap. No. Yeah, it's fake what they make
here.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually cow's milk. So there you go. And a few random facts for us on this Friday morning. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What is happening?
Bunch of nothing, really.
Bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're trolling the bottom of the barrel today. If the quarantine has you really desperate for entertainment, there's this. Next Friday, CBS is airing, because I guess they're having problems too, as far as boredom. CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America.
This is real. This is not real. This is not fake.
Yeah, this is real.
Okay. All right.
It'll feature celebrities cutting their own hair.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
that's a good... That's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. I don't think so. Oh, my God.
It'll be a one-hour special hosted by Jerry O'Connell.
How long does it take his wife,
Rebecca Romaine. Who?
Oh, come on now. We know who they are.
It'll also feature Kelly Osbourne, skier Lindsey Vonn, and hockey player P.K. Subban, as frontline healthcare workers.
Okay, because I was going to say, how are they going to fill out the hour? Because, you know, you're going to go snip, snip, and it's like, okay, we're on to the next celeb. Because who wants to sit and watch somebody get their hair cut for 20 minutes?
Well, we'll have Blake Shelton.
I know. Well, she's already cut his hair.
That's true.
You know, and that didn't take that long. She put it on a YouTube or she put it on Jimmy Fallon or both. I can't remember what she did.
So the press release says, haircut. With the majority of salons and barbershops still closed while America shelters in place, many increasingly hairy people are missing their regularly scheduled salon appointments. And now more than ever, need expert advice on how to rein in their unruly mate.
Here's the other part of this, okay? And this is the thing that we don't really realize. Because of the COVID, we've had no television production. There are no shows to show.
Right.
The typical end of the season is the NBA Finals. Got no NBA Finals. So TV networks are having to fill all of this extra TV schedule time that they weren't planning on. They've got no fresh TV production. They got no sports to run. In fact, Disney is going to be running The Wonderful World of Disney.
You know which network is crazily up in viewership and new shows?
Oh, you know, I read this.
Food Network.
Food Network. Uh-huh. And you know what? Biggest among men. Men are watching Food Network like crazy because it's the only sports we can get.
It's right.
It's Chopped. Chopped is huge right now.
There are some sections up 20-30%, and
there are
some daytime sections up 70%.
Can't believe it. Little Chopped,
but there's
Guy's Grocery Games, man.
The kitchen, there's and
I can't, but you know what? I can't.
Restaurant Impossible, they're still producing things.
I can't do the baking challenge. That just drives me crazy. And the kids doing the baking challenge is like,
oh, good grief.
Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, it's cute as hell, but come on.
All right, so back to Haircut Night in America.
See, Haircut Night, I don't know if I can really bring myself to watch that either.
Well, in Haircut Night in America, top stylists will expertly guide celebrities in a cut-along from their homes and reveal the final looks.
I love that.
No
That's
matter
awesome.
The outcome.
A cut-along. Yeah, maybe I'll buy Scoob next Friday night, something to watch.
Yeah, so Ellen gave her mom a haircut for her 90th birthday, and she didn't like it.
Oh, Ellen and haircut.
I guess she's hoping it looks better after she washes it.
It always Ellen's looks mom. Better after you wash the hair. All of them do.
Chris Pratt revealed
And it grows back out. It's okay.
It does. It takes a while.
It does, but, you know.
I myself have had that experience. There is nothing worse for me than getting my bangs too short.
I wasn't going to say anything. We've had a few in the years that we've been doing this. We've seen some interesting hair. We have. We've seen some.
Usually it helps when I brush it. Chris Pratt revealed he has 35,944 unread emails.
So doesn't everybody?
Right. I use it as a filing system. He said in a post online that it's mostly junk.
Yeah, of course.
He says he signs up for everything, and he just doesn't get around to erasing them.
See, my deal is that I have a separate email account for junk.
Oh.
You know, I when I sign up for something, because I know I'm going to get their crap, I just sign up to that one, and then I can just go through every day and just hit delete, 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 delete,
delete.
That's
smart.
I know. I got good ones once in a while. Not very often, but once in a while.
He did say he's going to try and get back to the emails from real people and fans. Then came back later to add that he had accidentally sent 51,000 emails to the trash.
Wait.
And firmly deleted.
He only had 35,000 to begin with.
You don't accidentally do it. You actually have to press. It says, are you sure?
Are you sure you want to delete these?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention. Hey, look what I got today. It's not an email. It's a text from a listener. And one of my shower thoughts had to do with Halle Berry today. It was somewhat
I heard
clean.
That.
It wasn't too bad.
No.
And then Henry sent me this. Halle coming out of the ocean.
Well.
As Jinx.
You will never erase that.
I will never. In the James Bond movie.
Because it's almost slow motion.
It is slow motion.
Hip sway, hip sway, hip sway, hip sway, hip sway.
Halle Berry and donuts. That would make my weekend.
And tacos.
Yeah, the tacos go without saying.
That would
with
be a
me.
Trifecta.
You've met me. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us for today. We're taking the day off on Monday. I've got a garage to clean. A dumpster is rolling up any minute now out in front of the joint. And hopefully there will be room to park a car in there on Monday or Tuesday. But I'll report back. I'm kind of doubting it. It's like everybody wants to say, oh, no, I can't get rid of that. So we'll see.
Uh-huh.
You have a good weekend, too. Enjoy your 3-day week.
Gosh, thanks.
And brush your teeth. All right.
I don't know if I get to work. Have to work Monday or not. I'm going to find that out today.
Okay. All right. Well, best to you.
And best to you, too.
We'll see you back here on Tuesday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.